The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Let's continue the theme that we started discussing in the previous year, the role of the Bigdei Kohuna being Lekovoid Ula Sefaris. The Kovoid Ula Sefaris, the way we explained the previous year, is the expression of the glory, of the splendor, which is supposed to be in every single person. There is a Chelik Alekamimal. And in Odom V'Chava, that splendor that they were Yitzir Kapav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu was reflected outwardly in their physical appearance until the Chet diminished them, turned their physical sense of self into something that was turning away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then it had to be covered over. It was a bush, it was a begid, it had to be covered over. The begodim of the Bigdei Kohuna are supposed to reflect the tikkun of that chet. The Ramban on the Pasuk of the Kovel of Tefora says that the Bigdei Kohuna are akin to Bigdei Malchus. The same way a melech has to wear special clothing, has to appear in special clothing, the kehanim represent malchus, and malchus and kuna are two different things. Kesa malchus and kesa kuna. Malchus goes to the descendants of David HaMelech. Kuna, shaykh to the descendants of Aaron HaKohen. Ad kedei kach, the Ramban says, in Parshas Vayechi, that the Chashmonoim in the second base of Mikdash were punished for taking Malchus for themselves. They were Mizera Aaron HaKohen. They were Zoichet to the Kuhuna, B'nei Matzio Kohen Godel. They are Shachs to Kuhuna, not to Malchus. So Kuhuna and Malchus are two different things, but they represent to a certain extent the same concept. And we understand this in light of what we said in the previous year, where the whole process of Bigdei Kohuna, of bringing back the Lekovei Sefaris inherent in the creation of Yitzir Kapov, of man who's Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all a process of refining, of being misaken the chet of Adam Arishan. Adam, the word Adam, Chazal tell us, represents the process of the tikkun, which will finally be finished by Mashiach. And Adam is Rosh Tevis. Adam, David, and Mashiach. So we already hear a kesher where the process of the tikkun of Adam, which will finalize, which will finally be complete in Mashiach, passes through the tzinor, passes through the channels of David HaMelech, and Mashiach is from the descendants of David HaMelech. And the same way the Kehanim were in the world of Chet, in a world of after Chet Ego, the Kehanim were the ones who represented that presence until Mashiach comes. Could be that's from the Medrash, that after Mashiach comes, the Kohuna will be given back to the Bechorim. Maybe that was supposed to be the original role with Bechorim. The firstborn represents the koich to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in each family. We'll get to where Bechor factors when we talk about Yaakov and Esav. Let's go a little bit deeper into the history of Bigdei Kohuna. The history of Bigdei Kohuna, the Medrash says that the Bigdei Kohuna had their source in the clothing that the Ribbono Shel Olam made for Adam and Chava. He fashioned from Alei Te'eno, his kosnas or. The Medrash tells us an interesting thing. Kosnas or is spelled with an ayin. It was made out of skin, which means that it was skin deep. It was clothing that had to cover over. It didn't mirror the physical majesty that should have been Adam and Chava, because then they were imbued with the Yetzar. They didn't have that anymore. But the kosnas or was skin deep, was clothing. The Gemara says that the Sefer Torah shall Reb Meir kosav kosnas or with an aleph. That means if there was a girsa, that means there's an emes to it, that kosnas or should be written kosnas, garments of light. What would that mean, garments of light? We don't know what that means. We don't have that, what does it mean to make a garment out of light? But the Goyin explains that the pshat is that Be'etzim, the Ribbono Shel Olam, was giving them the koyach to still come back to the estate of Shleimus. The difference between kosnas or with an ayin and kosnas or with an ayin and an aleph represent something which is deep, which is pneumistic. Or is the ultimate ruchnius. Or is with an aleph. And or is skin deep is with an ayin. There's one nation of the world, Ato Echad Vishim Choechad Mikam Chisogo Echad, but it's on a deeper level, but on an outward level, on a concerning level, there's an expression of Ayin umasalim, shivim umasalim, that's skin deep. The look at the world, that's all skin deep. The pnimiyas ha'olam, the real purpose and essence of the world, is the one nation of Klal Yisrael. So that's the same idea. The begodim that were created for Adam and Chava were then passed on. The Medrash says they were passed on Nimrod, Gatam Birusha, they went through Mesushelach and Noach and Shem. Nimrod stole them. Nimrod wore what was called the Bigdei Chamudas Esav when he killed Nimrod. Chazal said that Esav killed Nimrod on the day that Avraham Avinu was Nifter. And that was the day that Yaakov bought the Bechor from Esav. Bir Adover, the Bechor, like we said before, represents the firstborn, the power of each family being dedicated to the service of the Rebbeinu, which is why the Avodah of the Kahanim originally was invested in the Bechorim. B'ni Bechor Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is considered Bechorim. Klai Yisrael, the Bechor from each family is Roy to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. And Esav wore the begodim that were gotten from other Rishon in a skin deep way. The whole Esav was skin deep. The whole Esav was just to keep up appearances of Tzidkus, but really there was nothing there, there was nothing inside. Only Yaakov was Ishtam, was Sholem, Sholem b'chitzonius, Sholem b'pnimius. Esav was kula chitzonius. That's what it means, that Esav was Edom, was red. He's not Odom, he doesn't represent the inner essence of man, the inner majesty, the inner Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only that he catches the eye. Red is the most eye-catching color. He represents total chitzonius, total adherence to flash, to style over substance. That's what Esav is. He wore the Bigdei Chamudos. True, he honored his father when he wore them, but he wore them as an expression of who he was, only b'chitzonius, without the pnimius. When Yaakov Avinu put on those begodim and he got the brachas from Yitzchok, all of a sudden Yitzchok was able to smell the smell of Gan Eden in the begodim. Why? Because it was Yaakov who was wearing them. The Gan Eden wasn't the begodim. The Gan Eden was the begodim bringing out who the essence of the wearer was. Who was the essence of that wearer? That's Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu shares in common to a certain extent with David HaMelech the fact that they were Mesakim Mechet of Adam Rishon. David, that he was Admoini, he was also the color red, he was Mesakim, that Chitzonius of Esav. Yaakov Avinu, because he was Kulei Pnimius, he was the antithesis of Esav. To a certain extent, every korban is a tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon. Korban allows a person to shed his physical exterior and to bring himself close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That is the ultimate tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon, which is why the Big Day Kahuna, which bring the outer expression of a person just as an expression of who he is bifnim. That's why the clothing that we wear are just to express who we are inside. Begodim are not supposed to create a flash of their own. They're just supposed to be an expression of the fact that there's somebody pnimiistic dressed who's wearing those clothing. Masha en kein. And that's why the Kohanim have to wear the begodim when they do the avodah. Mashenga, let's say, negoyim, bichas kohanim, which are not necessarily a full expression of the tikkun achet. So the Kohanim are Kohanim. They are nahayim adrega to serve Klai, so they don't necessarily have to, wear big dekuna when they wear the begodim. Let's go to another facet of the big dekuna, big de malchus. Like we said before, big dekuna and big de malchus are synonymous. By the way, this is the Pshat in the Medrash. The Medrash says that Osir Esav Latov Talisoi Im Tzadikim. Esav is going to sit down in Gan Eden, and he's going to cover his head like a tzaddik, like a chassidish rebbe. He's going to sit there shuckling with all the tzaddikim, and the Rebbeinu Shem is going to come by. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goydroyu Moitzioi. What does that mean? That means that Esav represents a certain chitzonius of respectability, and that's why his head is in the Maris Machpel, even though his heart's not in it. His body is dedicated to pleasures of the flesh. His heart is dedicated to pursuing kovod, money, and other inyone elam hazeh. But who is he really? That's who he is. His head, however, could, you know, he has cheshbonos, and outwardly he could serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, intellectually he could serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but it's not really more than skin deep. So he's going to be dragged out, but he has that beged ki'ilu to put up a pretense that he's one of the tzaddikim. That was the Bigdei Chamudos, but those Bigdei Chamudos were taken away from him, and they were worn by Yaakov Avinu at the point where he became the Bechor, where he became the essence of humanity. There's another place where we find clothing, like we said, factoring in the Bigdei Malchus. And that is when the Malchus was taken away from Shaul, so Shmuel HaMelech accused Shaul of not being faithful to the Tzivri Hashem, for not killing Agog, for spearing Agog and the behemoths of the Amalekim. And he reached out and he tore his clothing, and Shaul said, this will be the simin that the Malchus will be torn from you, that your clothing will be torn from you. Why were clothing used to signal, to symbolize the downfall, the Malchus and the downfall of the Malchus? The same thing. The Malchus can be skin deep. The majesty, the dignity, the pride and the honor of the Malchus could be skin deep, or it could represent a total submersion in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's will. And when David HaMelech says that Michal Bashol rebuked David HaMelech when he danced in front of the Aron Hashem, when it returned after captivity Biyad B'dei HaPlishtim, so she rebuked him that he was dancing in front of the Aron HaKadosh and some of his skin was revealed when he danced, the hem of his beged went up. And he said, V'nachaloisi lifnei Hashem, I'm willing to be mevazeh myself to show honor to the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Medrash says that David HaMelech told Michal Bashol, your father, with his begodim totally covered him, but it was only skin deep. That means Shaul, of course Shaul was a great tzaddik. On his level, the Malchus took on a life of its own as a dovah chitzoni, which is what a beged could do. It could be a begida, it could be a levush. The tearing of the beged was a symbol of the peeling away of the chitzonius, which covers over the essence of what a person is. The lekovel tefores is really not the big day kuhuna. It's the heart of the kohen that's serving the Rebbeinu Shlomo, bringing Klal Yisrael closer. The essence of Malchus is really the Lev HaMelech, Kelev HaOm, Kelev all a symbol, Matzosos, Levove, Nemelef, Onecho, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo found by Avraham Avinu, the Rebbeinu Shlomo found by David HaMelech. When the begodim were torn off Shaul, what that was a symbol of the inability of the clothing to mask that lack of Pnimius HaLev. And that had to be rectified by David HaMelech in order to bring ultimately Mashiach, who will unite the world with the Kosnas Oyer of Klal Yisrael, the Aleph, and not the Kosnas Oyer, the Ayin, of the skin deep of the Shiv Mumois, the Bigdei Chamudois, the honor and majesty of Malchus and Kuna will be returned to their rightful place by Klal Yisrael. And when Mashiach comes, all of the world will be able to see what hides behind the mask. They'll be able to see the essence of the world, which is the Kvod Hashem, which is reflected in Klal Yisrael. That'll be the ultimate tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.